other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the next segment, the balance of this radio transmission, we're going to simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're continuing with your phone calls right now. In the next segment, I'm going to break down the full climate gate situation and how huge this is, how important this is, and what our battle plan should be against these criminals. Julio in Illinois, welcome, sir.
Alex Jones, freedom fighter, you are the best. I love you, my man.
We appreciate you.
Quick question. Oh, thanks, man. Quick question. I got two questions. Number one, you mentioned you are on an affiliate in Chicago. Which station is that? I've been trying to look it up online. I haven't.
Yeah, when I say, actually, Genesis has those. We're on several stations outside Chicago that go into Chicago, and I don't have an affiliate list in front of me. Now, you know, it's kind of like we're on in the town just south of San Francisco. It covers San Francisco as well. That's MZ station. It's actually two stations we're on there. And I just need to get better. I need to start having a affiliate list in front of me so I can plug those. Ted did have a partial list up at GCNlive.com.
All right. Number two, that Thompson facility, that Supermax prison they're thinking about building in Thompson, Illinois, is it going to be the same thing as that Hardin prison you were talking about?
Yes. They've got an old Supermax also in Wyoming that they want to put Guantanamo Bay people at. And as you know, they've announced they want to put one in Illinois.
And do you know, like, where you could find information, like PDF files or something, to talk about this? I wanted to do a news story for my campus.
I mean, it was like in the Chicago Tribune, the New York Times. It was all over CBS News. I mean, it was everywhere last week that they're looking at putting it in one of them in Illinois. I mean, I would just Google. I would just search engine. We can do it right now. The term Guantanamo detainees to be held in Illinois. I mean, that was all over the news. I don't have it in front of me.
Is it going to be run by another international criminal? Like you were mentioning at Hardin, Montana, they're trying to have that run by, you know, a 13-time ex-convict. Is it going to be the same thing? Or is
probably.
It going to be
probably. I mean, right now they're talking about a private/Homeland Security doing it. It's kind of like CIA black site and Lithuanian complicity and how it came out that at a horse ranch, they had a big underground base with people all over the world they take there to torture. And they torture them so they'll give false confessions. It's like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who they're going to put on trial in New York. He's been held for almost 8 years. He confessed to bombing buildings that weren't built till after he was arrested. I mean, he might as well have confessed to killing Kennedy, killing Lincoln, killing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. He might as well have confessed to crucifying Jesus. He might as well have confessed to burning Joan of Arc at the stake. He might as well have confessed to, you know, being the son of King George III. I mean, he might as well confess to being the Easter Bunny. I mean, it's just totally made up. But, yes, they have secrets. The sites you hear about, like Guantanamo Bay, are for public consumption. The real sites are all over Poland, Ukraine, Lithuania, Albania, Georgia. They've got sites in the Middle East, in Egypt, in Jordan, in Israel. They've got sites in Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan. I mean, they've just got sites everywhere. Giant torture facilities. And when torturers blow the whistle, they get charged with the Patriot Act and taken to the facilities themselves. They take U.S. citizens to these. They have snatch and grab teams, kidnapping people off the streets. They just love it. It's slaughter, torture, death, total evil. I mean, what do you think about them apples, buddy boy?
I think it's quite disgusting that, you know, our American government, along with international cartel, are doing this to the loving human freedom society that we are. I want to, Alex, I also want you to do more often to spread the message of peace and love through the Word of God. Bring more guests to talk about God and just encourage peace and love to everyone. This needs to be a peaceful revolution. Everyone needs to know that. Do not bring violence on the people. These globalists will use martial law against
us. All right. I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I hear you. All right, Chris, Darren, Brian, Corey, everybody, your call's coming up. Wide open phones today. I haven't even gotten into all the other news, like recalls of the flu vaccine, maiming and killing people. Mainstream news, that's going on. We were right about that, of course. Just everything hitting us from every angle. Absolutely power-packed.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal-related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Into hour number three. Thank you so much for joining us today. One of the most important stories we have ever covered or reported on has been breaking over the weekend and is now an international scandal of the highest level. Not only is this a hugely important story to every man, woman, and child on the planet, not only is it important because it will make or break the global government and could be the beginning of the end of the current globalist system, it is of the greatest import because it's fluid and developing right now. And at the beginning of a story, we info warriors, constitutionalists, patriots, libertarians, truth tellers, people of honesty, have a chance to shape the debate and defeat the mainstream media spin doctors that are trying to dominate the situation. Now, here in my hand, I have a little list I drew up this morning for this moment now when I covered ClimateGate. And I want to show people watching us at PrisonPlanet.tv, and for radio listeners, I want to go over these points here with the document cam. This is ClimateGate. The emails are real. All the key UN data comes from this source that is fraudulent. They would not show the public their data and fought to keep it secret. This is scientific fraud and persecution of scientists that told the truth. We need a real investigation. Why all the fraud? What's the goals of the fraud? This is the equivalent of having the Death Star plans. That's only half the battle. Now we have to mount the assault on these people. Key reports are now posted at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, your headquarters in understanding all things world government. Get the clips ready again of the new EU chief admitting this is world government, global governance, and that the carbon tax, carbon greenhouse emissions treaty of Copenhagen is the key to world government. We have Al Gore and others admitting it as well. That is coming up in this report, and we will continue with your phone calls. I also want to add to listeners that my film, Fall of the Republic, that's been out for 3 weeks, number one film online, it's free. YouTube, Google, just Google the term, Fall of the Republic. You can watch it on a director's channel. It changed the channel on YouTube, thousands of other places. You don't even have to buy the DVD, folks. All I want's the truth for my family and my children and your family and your children. This details how the Ponzi scam works, how the big banks have engineered the financial collapse, how they're bringing in this world government that you'll pay your carbon taxes to directly to the private IMF, with people like Al Gore and others managing what businesses you can have, what you can do. You will all have a carbon credit ID card. I forgot to reprint that from last week. Just Google citizens to be given carbon ration cards. It's all over the news worldwide. That's going to be your national ID card. What you bought, what you've sold. When you go above your carbon allowance, you're going to be taxed. Everything's going to be taxed. Your television sets, already law now in California through the bureaucracy. Beef is going to be taxed. More than one child is going to be taxed. This is all happening. It is off the charts. And it's all covered in Fall of the Republic. If you want the DVD and support what we're doing and watch it in the highest quality and get it and make copies, give it to people and air it on Access TV, you name it, InfoWars.com. Okay. Number one, this is ClimateGate. If we don't let the media spin this and take control of this, if the alternative media points out what's really in the emails, points out the core truth of what's really happening here, and explains to people that the climate scam cult, and they call it a religion themselves, Al Gore in Newsweek says he is the prophet, it is an earth religion. The UN knows we like religion, this is their new Gaia worship religion. We cover that in Fall of the Republic. But here he is in Newsweek. An eco-prophet gets real. The thinking man's thinking man. Al Gore's new plan for the planet. It's not his plan. It's the globalist plan written up in the Club of Rome documents in 1991. Detailed articles with their quotes, bibliographed and sourced at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. Let me do a brief synopsis, then go back over this. This is ClimateGate. This can bring them down. The emails are real. When you read the Associated Press and all of these articles dealing with this, when you read these articles, somebody come in here and get my AP article. It was here all highlighted. I think somebody did. It doesn't matter. We'll find it in a minute. When you read these for yourself, the media is trying to spin it saying they don't know if the emails are real, which is another hoax in and of itself. The university admits they were hacked last week. They admit the emails are real. They're quoted. The people that are in the emails are quoted saying, well, that's what I said in the email, but it's being misrepresented or it's being taken out of context. So they themselves blew it by coming out and saying, yeah, I wrote that, but that's not what I meant. So they admit they were hacked. They admit they wrote it. Let's get that straight. That is absolutely, completely admitted. And here's a key article out of the AP. Hacker leaked emails stoke climate debate. The headline should be, emails admit pattern of persecution by UN and top university heads against scientists that question climate data. There should be another headline about emails show clear pattern of fraud. Scientists knew Earth was getting colder, lied and said it was getting hotter. That's what the headline should say, but it's all admitted in the article. Now, the emails are real. That is absolutely essential. Number three, I know that they are going to spin this and put out fake emails now, but we have the original WikiLeaks that are the confirmed real hacked emails, and I want to thank the hackers that did this. I salute you. You're awesome. This is true investigative journalism. Guaranteed, different groups are already doing this. We haven't confirmed it yet, but I know how they operate. I would guess it's already happened. They're going to put out fake emails to then try to muddy the water and discredit this, because everything is riding on this. World government is riding on this. This is the main taxing mechanism. We've gone from denying world government to it's now openly admitted, and the world government leaders themselves, head of the UN, Ban Ki-moon, head of the EU, all of them are admitting world government funded by the carbon tax. Also, this university was the nexus point out of England that got all the lies and propaganda straight with the other scientific bodies in the U.S., Goddard Space Center, NASA, European Union. That's all admitted. Computer hackers have broken into a server at a well-respected climate change research center in Britain and posted hundreds of private emails and documents online, stoking debate over whether some scientists have overstated the case for man-made climate change. Boy, that's a whitewash, isn't it? Oh, they've overstated. No, they're caught. The University of East Anglia in Eastern England said in a statement Saturday that the hackers had entered the server and stolen data at its climate research unit, a leading global research center on climate change. Yes, it's these documents that are used. The police are investigating the theft of information. More than a decade of correspondence between leading British and U.S. scientists is included about 1,000 emails and 3,000 documents posted on the sites. They don't even tell you where to get them. It's WikiLeaks. Following the security breach last week, information shows scientists have overstated the case for global warming and alleged the documents contain proof that some researchers have attempted to manipulate data. It's quotes. Phil Jones writes to colleagues about graphs showing climate statistics over the last millennium. He alludes to a technique used by a fellow scientist to hide the decline, that's a quote, in recent global temperatures. Some evidence appears to show a halt in the rise of global temperatures from about 1960s. Jones wrote, in compiling new data, he said, just complete Mike Nature's trick of adding in the real temps to each series for the past 20 years and from 61 for Keith to hide the decline. Hide the decline, according to leaked email, which the author confirms was genuine. Let me say that again. Which the author confirms. The AP called him and he said, yeah, I said that. But there's all these headlines today about, are the emails real? The Washington Post won't even talk about this. They make it about how the climate cult scientists getting all this money and prestige out of their lies with the UN and the big banks and George Soros and Al Gore have celebrations and parties when scientists that have criticized them die. Or they talk about how they want to beat people up. The media is going with the tabloid angle. Not how in these emails they talk about how do we set people up? How do we get them fired? How do we get with the government and block documents coming out proving we're lying? How do we block FOIA requests? How do we threaten prestigious peer-reviewed journals not to publish findings? How do we do this? How do we get the government to pull funding? This is criminal. Racketeering, conspiracy to engage in mass fraud for monetary gain. Period. But that pales in significance to the fraud itself of lying with these numbers. This is off the charts. They use the word trick by Jones has been seized on by skeptics. Trick? Who say his email offers proof of collusion between scientists who distort evidence to support their assertion that human activity is influencing climate change. Then there's the debate about, is climate change good? Well, it's normal. It goes up and down. The sun's cooled off. The entire solar system's getting cooler. Then there's the issue about how they lie in this mass hoax and tell everyone that no scientist questions man-made global warming. No one questions that this is going on. It's a conspiracy theory to say that it may be the sun or that carbon dioxide's good. There's that hoax. This is like Piltdown Man, where they took the jawbone of a pig and said it was the missing link. It took 41 years for that hoax to come out. We have to expose this hoax now, or they're going to be able to build their world government taxation system and regulatory system through this. We'll be right back.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hitler was an environmentalist, and he believed that they needed to set up a world Aryan government to then cut off resources, use inoculations, use chemicals in the water to sterilize Africans, Asians, Latin Americans, and kill them. He quoted the British model of the concentration camp, then adopted by the United States with the Native Americans, in many of his speeches. And in Mein Kampf. He got all his eugenics ideas from the U.S. and England, the Cold Springs Harbor that IBM runs today as the Human Genome Project. The head of the Human Genome Project had to resign 2 years ago for saying black people weren't humans. He's the Nobel Prize winner for discovering the double helix of DNA. So real Nazis pose as liberals who love black people and love brown people. And we want to save the third world with a global tax on the third world, the first world, the developing world. How are they going to sell a world dictatorship over resources to turn the resources off? The State Department Memorandum 200 states by Henry Kissinger in 73, now declassified. How are they going to do that? They teach the kids they're bad, teach them humans are evil, teach them industrial societies are evil, and then bring in a carbon tax that shuts down industrial societies. Paul Watson has the article up at PrisonPlanet.com with all the quotes of Maurice Strong and Ted Turner and Jacques Cousteau and Prince Philip and the UN. My film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, covers it all. You cannot make up the horrifying magnitude of this. Remember, it's not just a fraud to tax you. It's a fraud to take over your entire life. That's why I'm so excited that these hackers got in, got the secret emails over 10 years. 13 years, from 1996 to 2009, 13 years of secret documents, thousands of documents, over 1,000 emails. People are going through them. Every hour, articles are coming in as people read more of the emails. It's just, it's absolutely devastating. Devastating. And here's the AP talking to the main scientist, admitting he wrote them. This is real. Some media is trying to spin saying, well, we can't authenticate these. The police admit they were stolen. The people in them admit it. The author confirmed was genuine from Dr. Jones' own document. AP, headline, hackers leak email stoke climate debate. Now, we need to have a battle plan to get the word out about this. That's why the most detailed, wide-reaching, every angle covered stories are being posted at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. That's why I've got a video going up next hour at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube that must go totally viral that I shot this morning, where in 10 minutes succinctly I lay all this out. Global warming on trial. Inhofe calls for investigation of UN IPCC. That's got to go viral. Call for independent inquiry into climate gate as global warming fraud implodes. That's the big main article that has to go totally mega viral. We need to call for civil suits by the scientists that these scientists with the government and the UN were calling to be persecuted, to be fired, to get in trouble, to not have their papers published, to have their funding cut. If we go absolutely wild with this information on a crusade against this fraud, on a jihad against this fraud, it is over for these people. The key, the capstone of their world government is the global carbon tax. I want to play one more time Von Rumpy last Thursday being sworn in, minutes after being sworn in as the new EU super president, announcing global government and the structure to globally govern everyone being the Copenhagen Carbon Tax Treaty. Listen.
By a joint effort in our, and between our countries, 2009 is also the first year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet. Our mission,
okay,
our presidency, is one of hope.
Global management of the world, global government, global governance. Now, the investigations are being launched. Inhofe calls for hearing into RCRU, UN climate change research, dealing with the emails and leaked documents. Okay? Here's another one. Lord Lawson calls for public inquiry into UEA global warming data manipulation. Lord Lawson, who did the first investigation of climate change, has called for an independent inquiry into claims that leading climate change scientists manipulated data to strengthen the case for man-made global warming so they could defraud everyone with the global government tax. This is huge. We'll be right back after this quick break, breaking it all down and more of your phone calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first three-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. Good. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
The end of the show, a key 10-minute video that boils it all down to a succinct 10 minutes. They're trying to upload it to YouTube right now. Is going to be ready. And it's literally like firing an ICBM at the New World Order and their climate change cult fraud to take over our society. In fact, I told the guys to Google the term ICBM launch, and they pulled up a Russian missile launch. So we're going to play this just as a visual and audio analogy of how powerful these emails and secret documents are about how it's all fraud, they knew the earth was cooling, how they're persecuting people that try to tell the truth. I mean, they're a cult telling you that no one disagrees with them when the majority of climatologists are on record saying it's all a giant fraud, and that even if we were heating up, that'd be a good thing. Plants breathe carbon dioxide. This is a scientific fraud like Piltdown Man. Play that video of the missile launch for everybody. Crank it up.
Ракетных войск стратегического назначения. Боевой ракетный комплекс
частного базирования
с ракетой РС-20.
Missile launch test. Пол Уотсон. There's Jason Douglas. Getting ready to launch. Launching the video. Oh, here you go, Al Gore. Hope you enjoy this. Oh, yeah. This isn't going to feel good to these criminals. They're not going to like this when it comes back down out of orbit on top of their heads as the MIRV capsule pops open. Oh, look, Paul Watson's writing another article. So's Kurt Nimmo. This is a rail-launched missile. Oh, here, you didn't like that article or that video with your own internal documents about how it's all to set up a one-world government and one-child policy so you guys can control all technological development for yourselves? So you can have a monopoly over science and technology? Oh, how about criminal investigations of what you're doing for persecuting scientists that didn't agree with you? Oh, let's see how you like this. Oh, they're certainly going to enjoy this one. Video uploading now. Video uploading now. Oh, see how they enjoy this. Oh, it's slow at first, but it picks up steam as everybody gets the video and the articles at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and email them out to everybody. Here comes another info salvo, another ICBM. Oh, how about a mobile launcher, a truck-mounted ICBM? Oh, you want more? Oh, you want an audit the Fed bill that's passed out of committee with 311 co-sponsors sure to pass the House, a strong bill. Oh, that was a pretty one. Just keep firing weapons at them and nothing can stop us. Oh, man, you got to love it. They are certainly panicking now. These ICBMs are coming in and their lying defenses won't protect them. Oh, another one. See how you like that? Isn't that beautiful? Here it comes, Al Gore. Another one of your lies is dead on arrival. Everywhere you go, you're being confronted by huge mobs of people that know the truth, that know you're a lying criminal. Oh, another one. Here you go, Topol M. Oh, I'm sure that George Soros is going to enjoy this one. I'm sorry. I'm having a good time. Folks, if you don't know the magnitude of the victories we're having right now, something is wrong with you. All those energies where you get upset about sports and get excited when your team wins, or in Austin when UT loses, some people don't go to work and everyone's depressed, none of that matters. You're meant to get upset and angry about tyranny, and you're supposed to get excited when you have victories against it. Making it fun, defeating the New World Order, and exposing these smiley-faced criminals, it's what's going to bring us victory. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to go over scientific fraud. It took 41 years to expose Piltdown Man, one of thousands of famous scientific frauds that governments and others have used. And we don't have 41 years to expose man-made global warming. We have to expose that carbon dioxide is what plants respirate off of, that they put off oxygen that humans and animals breathe. We have to expose them. They're taking over your counties, your cities. The Austin American Statesman admitted a few months ago, but said it was a good thing, that a former colonel in PSYOPs, in Black Ops CIA Army, is running the local environmental group to set up carbon taxes in Austin. These people know this is their excuse to brainwash your kids, to turn them against you. We could play the Al Gore clip of him in an auditorium to elementary students saying, your parents are wrong. Man-made global warming is real. You must teach them. You must report on them. Kathleen Sebelius last week saying, kids, go out and tell your parents they're wrong about the flu shot and that they should take it. They're trying to take over your kids. You need to go to the schools, the PTAs, the county commissioners, the city councils, the state houses, and point out the internal emails of this all being a fraud to set up global government taxes. Now, here's one example. We need articles exposing other scientific frauds. And this is not the only fraud. Al Gore was caught putting carbon dioxide. In fact, Google Al Gore's carbon dioxide graph, and it'll be photos of him on images standing in front of a big TV screen with a graph on red and green. And he flipped it. All the universities, all the governments had the real graph. Within 100 years of temperatures going up, carbon dioxide goes up. Because it releases carbon dioxide from the water and the ice caps. There's more plant and animal life. More carbon dioxide is then put out. But mainly it's the oceans that release it. And so he flipped the graphs. He got caught 2 years ago and doesn't use that graph. He's been caught photoshopping hurricanes that don't exist. He's been caught lying and saying polar bears can't swim when they're the strongest swimming land animal. He'll show them on an ice float hunting seal and say, oh, look, it's stuck. He's going to drift away and die, when polar bear numbers have exploded globally. This is all admitted. It's all fraud. It's all lies. There's Al Gore with his fraudulent graph, where he shows carbon dioxide in line with warming, when it actually follows it. And he knows that. He is a fraud. He is a criminal. He needs to be investigated for racketeering, trying to defraud the public with a global tax. Now, I want to just finish with Piltdown Man. We'll take your calls and get more into this. Piltdown Man. The Piltdown Man is a famous paleontological hoax concerning the finding of remains of a previously unknown early human. The hoax find consisted of fragments of a skull and jawbone collected in 1912 from a gravel pit in Piltdown, Essex, England. The fragments were thought by many experts of the day to be the fossilized remains of hitherto unknown form of early man. The Latin name translates to Darwin's Dawn Man, after the collector Charles Dawson was given to the specimen. The significance of the specimen remained the subject of controversy until it was exposed in 1953, 41 years later, as a forgery, consisting of the lower jawbone of an ancient pig that had been a prehistoric pig that had been deliberately combined with the skull of a fully developed modern human. The Piltdown hoax is perhaps the most famous paleontological hoax in history. It has been prominent for two reasons: the attention paid to the issue of human evolution, and the length of time, more than 40 years, that elapsed from its discovery to its full exposure as a forgery. And then it goes on to how it was a pig jaw. Now, that's all this is. But instead of the guy going around the country making hundreds of thousands of dollars showing the fake skull, that was his reason to be engaged in fraud. The reason the UN and J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs want this, and the reason they're the main funders of these groups, along with George Soros, is that it allows the private IMF to levy taxes on everyone, and the UN and private carbon credit companies run by Al Gore and also partially owned, this is Wall Street Journal, by Barack Obama, you will have to buy your credits from them, and they will decide what new businesses get government funding, what corporate, Al Gore said he wants to bankrupt the coal companies. Global body needs to direct green technology, G77 says. Developing nations call for UN body to police battle on climate change. They will decide what technologies you can have. They will decide what is to be taxed. They will run your life. And we have the articles up there at PrisonPlanet.com right now with the quotes by the UN and Henry Kissinger and all of them about how this is meant to destroy the industrial society and vertically integrate it under their control. This is so important to get this out to everyone now, to get the articles we've written with the emails, with the documents, so people get the full picture. Unfortunately, hardly anybody else is putting the full picture together of why they want the fraud, the past fraud they've engaged in, the new fraud, how they were caught persecuting scientists, how they were caught in the emails colluding with government to block the real climate data from coming out. This is a giant criminal operation between the British, the U.S., the EU, the Canadian government, NASA, you name it, caught red-handed. Now, until we go to break, I've got a guest with us. And then we're going to come back and take calls and get into other news and flu news for the balance of the show. News like batch of H1N1 vaccine recalled for severe reactions, including people getting paralyzed and dying. Mainstream news. I mean, it's all insane. And it's all coming up. But for the next 7 minutes, I want to bring up Steve Schenck of eFoodsDirect.com, one of our great sponsors who joins us once a month, because the globalists want us dependent on them. And Steve Schenck has all these different lines of non-GMO, non-hybrid, some organic, everything. He's got everything. It's the lowest price, the longest continually operating company, the best people. Where I bought food, I didn't like the other companies I bought from. I liked his food. I contacted him. I got him as a sponsor. That's why he's our sponsor. And with all this craziness going on, you need to be self-sufficient. With the depression they're setting up, the death of the dollar, all of this, you need guns, you need food, you need water filters, and the place to get the recently packed. A lot of people are selling 10, 15-year-old food. This was packed in the last month. Well, Steve Shank, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, Alex, great job. This is absolutely wonderful. This global warming garbage is something that you and I talked about way back when Obama was trying to be elected, and he was saying that they were dealing with cow farts and dealing with the farmers creating more global
tax
problems.
Cow flatulence, chicken flatulence, L.A. Times, your dog's flatulence is going to be taxed. People didn't believe Schwarzenegger was going to tax all TVs and ban above 40 inches. He just did it without even passing a law. I mean, it's happening.
Yep. And the interesting thing is it all relates to food, oddly enough. All of this global warming stuff, they're talking about the farmers.
The UN says they want to shut off the food. You're right.
Yep, absolutely. And you see, the beautiful thing is that we just came out with this new product, this new prepared food that people can put into their homes for less than what they're paying for groceries, and it beats the daylights out of anything else that they've got. And I've got to announce this on your show. We waited to do it. We've just done a 10% across-the-board price reduction for 3 weeks. And it's on everything. If people get up on the website, eFoodsDirect.com, they can find some fabulous, fabulous food.
And by the way, Steve, the site was awesome. The site was awesome before. It's now off the charts, eFoodsDirect.com.
Yep. And the main thing is that people are using this food now, Alex. It's not a matter of just sticking it back in store.
You predicted that 2 years ago. They bought it when it was cheaper. Now inflation's going up. They're now living off of it.
Absolutely. And the fact is that if people will get in touch with us, essentially the one thing that they can do, the thing that people have to have is a base so that they can deal with all these battles that you're helping us fight. How many more frauds are we going to have? We went through the global warming. We got the swine flu. Before the swine flu, we had the bird flu, the mad cow disease, and all this kind of garbage, these designer viruses. Now we've got all sorts of things that are threatening the food supply, particularly the global warming was after it. A lot of the legislation that you and I have talked about to chop back the food was as a result of using this global warming as an excuse. Now
absolutely.
You're blowing holes in it.
Absolutely. And you've got a bunch of new specials and great packages. Tell folks about the incredible products at foodsdirect.com.
Well, what they are is they're all designed to be eaten rather than just stored back. The main thing that this is it's good raw food. If you get the bulk pack, there are two ways to do it. You can pack in the bulk if you want the absolute maximum amount of food for the least number of dollars. If you're really tight financially and you put some sweat equity into cooking it yourself, you're great. The other line we just came out with, Alex, is absolutely phenomenal. We've got backpackers and families just living on this stuff. And the foods are extremely nutritious, extremely well-balanced, and they're all prepared. And you put them together. A nine-year-old can cook dinner for you, and you've got better food than you have in a gourmet restaurant. The pricing, like I say, we just got by with a 10% reduction in all the costs on everything across the board for the next 3 weeks, just because some of the contracts and things that are coming up, we literally have people from your show putting together food banks. Not food banks, but food vaults, I'm sorry. And we've got investor groups that are putting in food just because of the things that you've said. And it's taxing our production facilities, but that means we get better pricing. And that's how
well, that's another issue. Police departments, Homeland Security, corporations are hoarding food and weapons right now. Why?
Well, one of the people that you can't stand, this Mr. Soros, he was in cahoots with some people that were telling everybody that gold is going to go up, gold is going up. But you know what they're telling people to invest in, what they are investing in themselves? Guess what?
Food.
Food. They're putting in big bulks of it. So very simply, my friend, if it's important to the bad guys to control the food with the global warming stuff and with the...
They're getting ready for something big. And people, again, have got a screw loose if they don't call eFoods Direct, if they don't go to eFoodsDirect.com. Give people the toll-free number, Steve, so they can call and order food today or ask questions or get a brochure.
Sounds good. 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com.
And the new site, the other one was great. It's got videos, audios, photos, documents. I mean, eFoodsDirect.com. is one of the best websites I've seen in a while. I'm looking at it right now on screen. Amazing job. And you've got the best food, not just the best website, eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. There's so many other things you've got to announce, Steve. We've got 1 minute left. Tell people about some of the other stuff on the site.
Well, basically, the whole idea behind it is the two concepts. If you want food that's prepared, that literally, if you take into consideration everything you have to do to put this together, you have literally gourmet food that you couldn't even get at the quality in the restaurant that your 9-year-old can prepare, and people are putting this stuff in, and we've got the 7-day responders. They can build this into weeks and months worth of food, and it's just like a savings account. Literally, put in your own food vault, just like the bad guys are doing. It makes sense.
Folks, you've got to give eFoods Direct a call or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Big banners up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, 800-409-5633. It is so important to get patriots who are awake to be self-sufficient in the times we're going into. Visit eFoodsDirect.com today. Check out the great work they're doing. Steve, thank you so much for everything you're doing, my friend.
Take care, Alex.
10% off for 3 weeks on the already really, really low prices. Check them out today, eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Thank you.
both late getting back in here because I was out there. I did a 12-minute video. I meant to keep it to 10 this morning, right before I went live, trying to boil down exactly what's happening with ClimateGate in a concise way. So part one is 10 minutes. Part two is 10 minutes. Part one has gone live on the Alex Jones channel at YouTube. So, guys, pull that up. I'm going to play that about 10 minutes into the next hour, part one. Part two will be up. We're going to link them at InfoWars and Prison Planet. That will also have links to the articles by Paul Watson and Kurt Nemo. We're also going to post my hour-long breakdown last night under it. If people want the full breakdown, it is so important that you email this to TV stations, radio stations, that you give this to everyone, because the media will be like, I haven't heard about this. I haven't heard about it being leaked, that the whole global warming thing's a fraud. And even people that are covering it aren't pointing out what the head of the UN, what the head of the EU are saying. Ban Ki-moon and others are admitting that this is for world government. I mean, this is just so amazing. I don't even have words to describe how off the charts important this is. New EU president Rompuy announces 2009 his first year of global governance. That's a quote. EU president wants Copenhagen to give us global management of planet. I explain it all in these two videos that are going up. And I haven't even gotten into the black site news, the torture news, the flu vaccine recall that's in a few newspapers but nowhere else. People need to know this stuff's getting recalled. I know we've got loaded phone lines. We're going to play this video on the radio coming up next hour, the first part of it, and take your calls. But I'm going to go to calls right now. Let's talk to Chris in California. Chris, thanks for holding. Welcome.
No problem, Alex. You are awesome. And I just want to say I was celebrating with you guys yesterday because this is amazing news.
And we've got to take this gold mine of truth and use it. We can't just let these pearls fall before us and not use them. This is death to the New World Order. We were just given the cyanide poison to kill their lie, but we got to pour it in now. You understand? Right. We've got to deliver the death blow, and that's up to you, ladies and gentlemen. You are the power. I'm not doing a great job. I'm somebody who doesn't like con artist scumbags trying to take over my life.
Yes, sir. I'm right there with you. And just to tell you something, I got to check this out because I'm a testifier along with you. And just to let other people know, there are other legit sites out there, like the WallStreetJournal.com, their online site, online.wsj.com. You can check it out today. Climate Emails, Stoke Debate, an article by Keith Johnson. That's Climate Emails, Stoke Debate. You can check it out there.
No, I have the article. I have the article. In fact, give it to me, guys. I gave it to you to get guests off of. As bad as it sounds, that article isn't one-tenth as bad as it really is. See, this is all being spun down, but go ahead.
Sure, but they do have the emails and documents there for everybody to download as a .zip file.
That's what's important, because they're up on InfoWars and Prison Planet, but mainline people may not believe it, but if they get it from the Wall Street Journal, they will. Here's the article. Now, give me a close shot. Climate Email Stoke Debate, and it does have links, and we've highlighted it, as you can see. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So I went ahead, scanned some of those this morning, and I had to call you because, you know, a lot of it's persuasion. A lot of it is about, you know, pretty much, if you see Gwyneth Paltrow at the bus stop, it will help change attitudes. And you can also use emotions. Another classic marketing rule, changing behavior by disseminating information doesn't always work, but emotions and visuals always do.
You've got to let people know this is important information. It is.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.